Joining us live on the news line, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, you were in Helsinki yesterday. Describe what that was like, sitting there watching and listening.
Oh, Stephen, Paul, jaws just fell to the floor as the president said things like, "I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today." We frankly could not believe what we were hearing, and neither could Republicans in Washington, certainly not Democrats. The reverberations have been felt all over the world. In fact, I'm speaking to you this morning from London and looking at a copy of the Times of London. The headline atop the fold here, "Trump faces backlash after hailing productive summit with Putin." They're talking about it all over Europe and certainly, of course, all over Washington.
Maybe we shouldn't be surprised then to hear about what, you know, we're hearing from CBS News that there is some damage control underway in Washington. What are you hearing about that?
Well, senior officials are privately telling us that they wish the president would do something to indicate that he's in some way reversing course, that he admits he made a mistake and got it wrong, what he said repeatedly yesterday, repeatedly turning down the opportunity to criticize Vladimir Putin to his face and show the world how he believes the intelligence community and agrees that Russia did try to meddle in the 2016 election. Instead, late yesterday, after the press conference and after the backlash, the president issued a tweet essentially firming up what he said. He said, "As I have said today and many times before, I have great confidence in my intelligence people." Those words that I emphasized are put in capitalized letters here. "However," he writes, "I also recognize that in order to build a brighter future, we cannot exclusively focus on the past. As the world's two largest nuclear powers, we must get along." The president is signaling he's not backing down. He believes most ardently that what happened in 2016 is in the past, and it's time for the United States and Russia to get beyond it. Many people in Washington, inside the United States government, elected representatives in the Congress in both houses and in both parties, are not over it, and they're not ready to move past it just yet, especially when they hear the president talking the way he did yesterday.
And before we let you go, Stephen, where do we go from here? Because it seems pretty clear the president is on one side of this, and you've got Congress and the intelligence community on the other side. Where do we go?
Well, look, the president will do an interview tomorrow with Jeff Glor at the White House on the CBS Evening News. You'll hear it on this radio station. There'll be another opportunity to ask the president exactly what he makes of the backlash and whether he stands by what he said just yesterday. But if he decides he doesn't want to change course, well, this will be perhaps a landmark moment where Republicans who really felt offended by what they saw yesterday start to increasingly speak out against him.
There you go, making his way back from Helsinki. Live this morning from London, CBS News correspondent Steve Portnoy. Thanks.